suppose one has to call a phantom limb a hallucination, because it is a vivid feeling of something which is not in reality there, which is not materially there. It is neurally or neurologically there, but this is the case of many hallucinations. Left alone, a phantom tends to shrink and sometimes to become immobile or painful or distorted. The limb may contract, may become very painful. Sometimes the limb will shrink, so this may seem to be a fist sprouting from the shoulder. And it is very difficult to come to terms with these deformed and painful phantoms.